Next Sunrise on the Rings of Saturn is a fiction comedy series. Check the episode description for content warnings. Before we jump into the episode, I want to take just 1 minute to sit down with our newest cast member, Malcolm. Malcolm, welcome to the show. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners? So your character is introduced in episode 3, Stowaway at the Station. What made you decide to join Next Sunrise on the Rings of Saturn? Was it the snacks? Be honest. I'm sure our listeners appreciate your integrity. So, if you met an alien, would you bark at it or would you try to make it your new best friend? How discerning. I suppose my response would also depend on if the alien was offering belly rubs or not. Okay, so, how do you plan to chase your tail in zero gravity? Have you developed a strategy? Oh, you don't have much of a tail. I apologize, that was really insensitive of me. But our fans really want to know, would you rather wear a spacesuit with tiny booties or go full au naturel and just rely on your fluff for protection? Well, I don't think they make space helmets that allow your big ol' ears to stick out, but maybe we can find something custom. Okay, well, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to get to know you a little better. Any final words before liftoff, or just one really enthusiastic bark for the fans? Good enough.
Good morning, Flinchy. What you up to?
Hey, Astrid. I'm trying to get this place put back together. Uncle Ludo only passed away a few months ago. How could this place get so bad so fast?
Oh, the ringside closed shop long before Udo died. Maybe a year or so?
Really? Why?
I'm not totally sure. Udo started acting all strange. He would be off station for weeks at a time. No one knew where he went or what exactly he was doing, but he'd always return on a transport ship carrying more luggage than he left with.
That's weird.
Well, at first I thought he was just going on vacation and bringing back souvenirs or something.
He never struck me as the sightseeing type.
But he never brought me back anything. Not a single keychain or snow globe or a t-shirt that says, "My bartender went to Space Mountain, all I got was this lousy shirt."
What's a Space Mountain?
Oh, that's right. You're from Mars. It's an Earth thing. You wouldn't get it.
Oh, please. We've got mountains on Mars. Bigger than Earth, even.
Oh, you Martians are all the same with your big mountains and your rusty dirt. Have you ever tried climbing a tree or, I don't know, swimming in an ocean?
Last I heard, all your trees were on fire and your ocean's acidic levels would melt the finish off a star cruiser.
Well, you're not wrong. Speaking of melting finish, how are you going to restore this bar top? I hear your Uncle Udo had it custom ordered from Earth. Repurposed scrap from an old 18th century ship.
No way you Earthlings had ships in the 18th century.
Not spaceships, you idiot. Wooden ships that floated on Earth's oceans. And I'm not a soil-sniffing Earthling. I just spent a little time there when I was younger.
All right, jeez. And Fritz is helping me restore the bar top. It's amazing what this little guy was programmed to do. Ain't that right, Fritz?
Oh, what gives it that interesting brown color?
See? He's a whiz.
He's been here for half a cycle, and he's already fixed the toilet on maintenance level.
Really?
Of course, Ivan's already broken it again. And I don't think a whiz was involved with that part.
Gross.
Speaking of gross, you miss breakfast. Algae-augmented oyster omelet's not good enough for you?
No offense to Erwin, but if we don't want Fritz spending all his time repairing toilets, no one should be eating those oyster omelets.
No offense?
Yeah, okay, maybe a little offense. And anyway, I've got to get this bar open so Bestrix will cut me some slack.
Love her to death, but that girl is in desperate need of a stiff drink.
I can tell.
Hey, watch your mouth. Only I get to pick on Honeybee.
As long as we don't have any more asteroid mishaps or haunted ghost ships, I should be able to open in a cycle or two, especially with Fritz around.
Your talents are wasted here, Fritz. Join the Resistance and make a real difference.
Hey, Zero.
Speaking of mishaps. Anyway, The only thing we have on schedule today is a trade ship en route to the station. You know, picking up water, dropping off cargo deliveries.
Does the station really provide water all over the system?
Not all over. We aren't the only ice processing plant spinning around the sun. We're just the worst.
I'd argue with you, but, you know, I have no previous ice mining facility experience to compare it to.
Just take my word for it. But the crew provides drinks to the Sol system, and you provide drink to the crew. Know what I'm saying?
I'm starting to. So, well, what kind of cargo is this ship bringing in?
You'll have to ask B. She's in charge of the manifest. But probably food rations that Irwin will destroy, mining equipment that Ivan will destroy, and hopefully some chocolates that I'm totally going to destroy.
Gently. It says fragile right there on the side in giant, bold letters. Not that I expect you can read. Oh, never mind. You cargo vessel vagrants are all the same. Give me that remote.
If you want something done right, huh, Bibi?
Oh, Miss Scrivens, do you know if a package has arrived for me in the shipment?
Who knows what survived the voyage with these glorified space Vikings. They've already dropped 2 crates, and we're just lucky nothing has exploded.
Oh, well, I don't think my package would have exploded, but please let me know if you see any blue or gray ooze seeping from a container. Oh, and if you do, maybe also evacuate the area.
Evacuate the... what now? What in the devil has she ordered? I don't see anything on the manifest like that.
Don't worry about it, B. You know as well as anyone that not everything delivered makes it on the official manifest.
And it seems that most things on the manifest never get delivered.
You know, if these ships employed Z3 units instead of skin bags, you would have far less destroyed cargo, and I'd have far less mess to clean up.
Lucky for us skin bags, we are in the jurisdiction of the Galactic Alliances of Sol, and they have mandated that only a small percent of work can be entrusted to you rusty tin cans, so you don't go stealing all our jobs.
Likely story. It's not to keep skin bag unemployment rates down. It's to prevent us from rising up.
Either way, it's a win for humanity.
Oh, what do you know of humanity? Don't you have something important you could be doing? Like hiding from one of your ex-wives? Or gambling away credits you've hidden from your ex-wives?
Oh, Bestrix, you're just jealous you're not one of my ex-wives. Oh, jumping Jupiter, what the hell was that?
What was what? You been hitting that bottle again, Captain? A little early in the day, don't you think?
No. Well, maybe a little. But I saw something. It was round and furry and drooling at the mouth.
I don't see any mirrors on the manifest. Did you order any mirrors, Astrid?
No, ma'am. No mirrors.
Very funny. Keep an eye out for furry round monsters, tin can. And whack any you see with that broom of yours.
Captain requests I whack him with my broom. I've never celebrated a birthday, but this must be what it feels like.
Happy birthday, Zero. Don't forget to make a wish.
I have only one wish, but it seems the Sol Alliance is making it quite impossible to come true.
Whew, I haven't played ping pong since Earth. The lower gravity here makes it a little easier, but man, I need to get in shape.
Who put in requisition for this ping pong table?
No clue, but it is so nice to finally have something to do other than beat my own high score on that Chonky Kong arcade. Oh, the jump button's starting to stick anyway. Maybe Zara has a solvent we can use to clean it.
Dr. Novak is a brilliant woman. Not that I understand her work very much.
Love her to death, but I'm not sure she fully understands her work. Hey, that's cheating! Your foot was over the line.
Where did Bolt go? He's our only one.
Would you two quiet down with that racket? I'm trying to watch my shows.
Rodrigo, I'll never love another Martian the way I've loved you.
I could travel a million light years to find the brightest sun, and it would not burn as bright as my heart does for you.
Oh, Frederico!
But we can never be, Miss Jenniverse. I'm just a simple Martian boy, and my bones can't withstand your Earth gravity for long.
Oh, Frederico, don't say such things. We can run away together. I'd live in the cavern mines of Mercury just to be with you.
Shh, my sweet Jenniverse. I must go now. My ship launches soon, and this ticket is non-refundable.
Oh, Frederico, no! No!
Are you an astro-tourist on the go and sick and tired of non-refundable transport passes ruining your romantic interplanetary relationships? Grab yourself a multi-pass and never worry about having a mid-breakup change of heart again.
Thank you, multi-pass. You saved my short-term tryst from going supernova!
Without the multipass, my brittle Martian bones would crumble in Earth's harsh gravity.
Multipass not available for transport to Venus, Jupiter, Mercury, and retrograde, or Pluto. Refundable transport passes are non-refundable if not used on the pass's scheduled transport date. It's life-changing. It's economical. It's a multipass!
I said quiet. It's just getting good. A human's inferior bone structure is being crushed to dust in a deliciously agonizing way.
That wasn't us.
I am seeing where ping-pong ball went.
What is this thing? A short, stubby, orange bag of fur?
It's a dog, Zero. Haven't you ever seen one?
Where did this dog come from?
And why does it have satellite dishes attached to its head? It must be a spy sent from the Soul Alliance.
Those aren't satellite dishes. Those are its cute little earsy-weirsies.
It has identification badge on its neck.
Oh, come here, little puppy. Let me see who you are.
Ask it if it can be trained to hunt humans.
What does tag say?
The tag reads Malcolm. No other information, though. You're just a cute little boy, aren't you, Malcolm?
He is smelling not very cute.
He just needs a bath. Do you want a bath, boy?
It is my duty to keep the station clean. I will bathe this disgusting bag of fur. Come, fur bag.
How curious. I've never seen Zero show that much love to a living creature. Do you think the dog has an owner?
I do not know, but furry little thief has taken our only ping pong ball with it.
Could always use one of Irwin's algae poached eggs. Those had some very rubbery qualities to them.
Yes. The one I ate at lunch is still bouncing around in my stomach. Ugh.
Well, cough it up. Let's finish this game.
Attention, station crew. This is your captain speaking. The skipper of the visiting cargo hauler, the esteemed Captain Nerwitz, has reported missing personal property. It is a,
I don't trust anyone the good Captain Tobias refers to as esteemed.
I know this Captain Nerwitz. He is ex-pirate, a not good man. He take many things from even poor Goldenies.
If you see a... what did it look like again? Orange and white? What was... oh, yes, right. An orange and white dog. Report its whereabouts immediately.
I didn't see any dog. Did you see a dog?
I have seen nothing. LG egg must have caused temporary blindness.
That explains your score. Now grab that racket and let's finish this.
Okay, here goes. 8 serving egg.
That ought to do it for the tables and chairs.
The bar top resealing and polishing task has been completed. What is the next task?
Fritz, the bar looks amazing. Smells like a bleach-soaked tire. Oh, but that'll fade.
Thank you, Mr. Finch.
I think we're ready to open. Take a load off, little man.
Instructions unclear. Which files am I offloading?
No, I mean, just relax now. Here, pop up onto this bar stool and I'll serve you the first drink. Want a glass of,
It has been a very long time since I enjoyed a cup of Turing tea.
Okay, sure. Turing tea. Coming right up. What's in that?
One part aluminum leaf shavings, steeped in two parts molten oil, for approximately 3 minutes. Sometimes served with a tiny umbrella.
And while you're at it, I'll have a double. Whatever you have, that's strong, brown, and smoky.
I'll see what's left over in storage, Captain.
By the way, have either of you seen a little orange dog running around the station? Captain Nerwitz is refusing to release the rest of our cargo until it has been found and returned.
Accessing database. Oh, I am remembering something.
Really?
My last owner had a dog, too. It brought so much joy to my old ship. It was not orange, though.
Very helpful. Thank you, Fritz.
Hey, take it easy. His memory's fragmented.
Well, whose isn't? Now, how about that drink?
Here. You'll have to take it neat, though. Ice machine's still busted. So, what are you going to do?
I'm going to drink this, then probably order another.
No, I meant about the cargo being held hostage by Captain Nerdwiz or whatever.
It's Nerwitz, and I don't intend to do anything. Do I look like animal control?
Doesn't that cargo have needed resources to keep the station running?
The only needed resources are right here. Ah, that's the stuff.
Oh, boy. Hey, Fritz, come with me. I've got an idea. All right. Is everyone clear on the plan?
It'll never work.
Okay, I'm going to pretend to be chasing after a dog on the maintenance level to lure Nerwitz from the cargo ship.
I will be taking our containers off cargo ship while Astrid is being distraction.
Oh, I will make an intercom announcement about a loose airborne virus on the station.
That wasn't a part of the plan, but I like your style. It'll scare Nerdwiz.
Doctor, there isn't actually an airborne virus loose on Next Sunrise, is there?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, no. Everything is fine. Contained, even.
Okay, if you're sure. Then, yes, that should send the esteemed Captain Nerwitz fleeing from the station. Just don't make the announcement until after Ivan has cleared our cargo from the ship.
No problem, B.
All right, Ivan. Get into position and await Astrid's signal.
And Ivan, if you see any more ping pong balls while rooting around on the cargo ship, grab them.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, let's see. Chase dog. Get cargo. Grab balls. Release virus. An average day on Next Sunrise, no?
Rock solid.
Okay, team. I am being in position, hiding in hangar.
Were you seen by anyone?
No, ma'am. Ivan can do a sneak with the best of them.
He thinks he's sneaky at ping pong, too, but I've seen his foot crossing that line.
Your blue eyes deceive you, Astrid. Speaking of, I have eyes on Nerwitz. He is lounging in folding chair guarding ship cargo ramp.
All right, Astrid. You're up.
I found the missing dog on maintenance level. I can't seem to catch it. At this point, I'm not sure who's chasing who. Could use some help down here.
Someone's taking an acting class.
Okay, Nerwitz is on move. He is heading for turbo lift.
Excellent work. Now get our cargo off that ship, Ivan, and do it quickly.
Uh, There are many crates.
Ours should have Nick Sunrise stamped on the side of the container.
Astrid, I got them.
Huh? Got what?
Attention crew and guests. An airborne virus has escaped the lab and is beginning to spread to lower levels. For your own safety, please obtain a self-contained breathing apparatus and await further instructions.
Doctor, what are you doing?
You said you got the cargo. That was my signal.
No, I did not get our cargo! Our containers are still on Norwich ship!
Get out of there, Ivan! I'm tracking Norwich and he's on the turbo lift heading back to the hangar!
Oof, this is bad.
Norwich just arrived back in the hangar! You're out of time, Ivan!
Oh no, I'm so sorry, Ivan. I really thought you were done.
Norris has boarded his ship and he's closing the cargo ramp. It looks like he's about to blast out of the station.
Without his filthy fur bag of a canine?
The cargo ship is powering up. He'll be sacking the hangar bay door any moment.
Ivan, you'll be suffocated. You've got to get out of there now.
Oof, this is real bad.
Oh, no! It's too late! Ivan, what is your status?
Ivan!
Oh, how dreadful! Poor Ivan must have been sucked into the vacuum of space!
Our Iceman, we lost our Iceman.
We did not lose our Iceman.
Ivan?
Ivan! What? How did you survive that?
I hid in Patrat cockpit, of course. It stinks in here, but smells better than vacuum of space.
Oh, brilliant, Ivan! Did you say you got some of our cargo?
Da! I am having found extra ping-pong balls!
Who is a good boy? Yes. Malcolm is a good boy.
Is that Tobias passed out on the bar stool?
Oh, good day, barkeeper. I was, just scolding this canine for leaving a mess on your newly waxed floor.
Uh-huh.
I've half a mind to use him as the business end of a mop.
That's not what I saw.
This does not surprise me. Your inferior optical lenses are widely known to be unreliable.
And I guess my inferior audio receivers are unreliable, too.
Now you're getting it.
So, what's with you and the dog?
There is nothing with me and this canine. He simply exhibits a tolerable level of intelligence that far exceeds your kind.
In human terms, we just say that he's cute.
Don't be insulting. You aren't particularly good at it. You know that E equals MC squared means that the faster a mass moves, the heavier a mass is. And boy, does it look like you are in quite a hurry today.
Did you just call me fat?
You see? Now that's how you do an insult.
Oh, I must have nodded off. A captain's duties are taxing, you know.
Oh, I'll bet.
Hey, is that Nerwitz's dog?
No. This canine has been on station for many cycles. Norwitz has fled, left the station an hour ago.
Oh, right. Yes. Now I remember. If he left, he must have found his dog. Well, duty calls. Is your bathroom fixed yet, Mr. Finch?
Not yet, Captain. You might try the one down on maintenance level, though. Fritz had it working again this morning.
I think I can hold it a little longer.
You lied to our dear captain. I witnessed Fritz completing repairs on your restroom facilities not half an hour ago.
You lied to him first, buddy.
Yes. Well, you keep quiet about the canine's origin, and I will refrain from reporting the status of your toilet.
I suppose you want me to keep quiet about what I heard when I walked in, too.
Only if you don't want me to test the toilet's flushing capacity with an arrogant barkeeper's head.
Fritz is a great repair bot, but he's not that good.
Now come along, Malcolm. We've got duties to attend.
Thank you for listening to episode 3 of Next Sunrise on the Rings of Saturn, titled Stowaway at the Station. This episode features voice performances in no particular order but alphabetical from Amanda Hundley as Astrid, Amy Lanier as Lucy, Basil Gist as Ivan and Francisco, Hank Hundley as Fritz, Jenny Honeywell as Jennyverse, Jimerson Atkins as Finch, Justine Scott as Bestrix, Malcolm as Malcolm, Mark Lanier as the Holoscreen announcer, Mike McVeigh as Zero, Ray Sires as Dr. Zara, Randy Killam as Captain Tobias, and Travis Hundley as Erwin. Next Sunrise was written, produced, and directed by Jimerson Atkins. This podcast is a production of Doggone Worldwide. Want to hear more? For bonus content and behind-the-scenes updates, follow us on social media at Next Sunrise Podcast or visit nextsunrise.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share it with your fellow sci-fi fans. We'd super-duper appreciate it. And if you'd like to support future production of the podcast, take a look at our Patreon over at patreon.com/nextsunrise and get additional bonus stuff like shoutouts, access to our private Discord channel, stickers, shirts, and more. Tune in next episode, titled Erwin's Renaissance, where our beloved station cook forms a rivalry with Pluckin' Pluto's space chicken. See you around the sun.